Let's talk about something completely different.
Yes, the HTC A9. I tell you, so there's a few things we can't tell you about yet. You should know about this. There is still some information that HTC wants us to hold, and this is going to be a first impressions.
I mean, this was literally announced
this morning.
I've
had it since, you know, for a few days, and so I've had a chance to play with it, and I could tell you more than I'm going to tell you. So stay tuned for that, for my review on Before You Buy very soon. I will have the whole thing. This is one hell of an HTC phone. HTC's back in the game with this phone. You know, I it's a bit cliche, but they kind of out iPhoned the iPhone with this phone.
Because make no mistake,
it has almost identical to that. And I want to get over that real quick, because I don't really want this conversation to be about that. And if you guys were going to make a fuss about it, really, please let it go. HTC made this kind of design of antennas embedded, you know, what they call zero gap construction, antennas embedded in metal since the M7. Really, it is Apple who copied them. And then in this case, yes, the fact that it's a flat back and it has the exact same, let me unlock it so you can look at it and remove the, I don't want to be in the camera app, go away. There we go. So the fact that it does, oh, thank you. Like an iPhone, really. This is, as you can see, the fingerprint reader down here.
Which thankfully also you can use it as a home button.
And you can see, but I think it's actually an improvement over the iPhone. For one thing, do we have an iPhone here? A 6S? Anyone? Can somebody bring me one?
Pretty empty in here at the moment.
But if we can have one, that'd be great.
Oh, Patrick.
Oh, is that it's a 6 Plus. Do we have a 6? Anyway, no, this will do for now.
They show about the same stuff.
But here you can see how Apple has the antenna kind of going on the top as well. They did a much better job, I think. They have this going, you know, one only, and then they have this other one on top here. You see?
Plastic on top. So that's what that is. When I saw that.
So it's a window for the antennas. Okay. And in the bottom, they only have, you know, as you can see, they don't have that bottom part that you see on the iPhone either. They just have a single one. So I think that's a better design. But look at how similar it is in the bottom. Like, it's pretty crazy. One thing that's disappointing to me is they didn't center the connector. You know, they went all crazy.
Like, no, I noticed that too.
They centered the camera, which I think Apple is such a better design than Apple's in that sense. I think the symmetry of the back of this phone actually is an improvement of Apple's. But at the same time, then they didn't center the connector at the bottom. I don't get it. Yeah, and then also in terms of bezel, if we turn on the screen, there's stuff on your screen. Do you want to just put it on the home screen or something for me? Okay, great. So what's interesting here is if I unlock the phone, by the way, this is how great the fingerprint reader works. Done. As you can see, very fast fingerprint reader. The bezel is actually not symmetric, which on the iPhone it is, which I think is interesting. It's a little bit bigger at the bottom here.
Oh, yeah. But you see this a lot on Android devices, actually.
Right.
That Apple opts for total symmetry top to bottom.
Here's what's Android interesting. On the side here, I don't know if we can zoom even further, but there is two slots, and one is for the nano SIM, and one is for the micro SD card slot. So this has micro SD, which is awesome. Not a removable battery, of course. And then on here on this side, you have this really nicely ridged power button. You can really tell it's the power button, not the volume rocker.
Still cheap?
No. Are you kidding? No. This thing feels...
I mean, the device itself,
the entire thing feels like a million bucks.
Feels like a solid piece.
And touch this power... Like, look how nicely machined that is, right?
I'm a little bummed this wasn't their flagship this year, honestly.
So let's talk about the specs a little bit, right? We're allowed to talk about specs.
You mentioned batteries, no removable, it's 2100.
It's 2100, but it's a Snapdragon 617.
Which is like a mid-range-ish.
Well, it's a pretty good processor.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the 400 series is good enough running Marshmallow and Lollipop, so this is pretty awesome. I think it's perfectly good enough for the kind of, like, people are just too set on specs. Like, the 800 series right now, up to the 810, was a great processor, but the 808 and the 810... up to the 805. The 808 and the 810 are not based on Qualcomm's proprietary architecture. Mm-hmm. They are a generic big-little implementation, and they suffer in power management and in performance because of it. We've seen it, right? The M9 gets too hot. They had to do a version 2 of the 810. You know, the 820 is going to solve all that, thankfully. But the 808 is just a scaled-down version to exactly to avoid the thermal and power and performance issues. I would much rather have a mid-range processor like the 617 with a 1080p display in this case. This is a 5-inch 1080p display. Let me actually unlock you and remove that notification so we don't have to deal with it. You know, I would rather have that and good battery life, because a 2100 milliamp hour battery, people are freaking out about that. But frankly, that's really good. That's going to get good battery life. And I've had zero issues with battery life on this phone.
And it has Marshmallow, so it has Doze already out of the box.
Right. So I don't think this is going to be a problem. And you know, I can't show you samples of the camera yet, but I can tell you that the camera is like, okay, here's what I can say about the camera without really making direct.
It's better than the M9.
I can say that it's far better than the M9. Yeah. It's up there with the G4 and the GS6. That's all I have to say. So if you know what to look for, this is what we're talking about. It is a tremendous camera, and OIS, finally, they're back. This is the first phone from HTC since the M7 that has OIS. And it has an ultra-pixel front camera, 4-megapixel large pixels, just kind of like the Nexus in the front. And so this is 13, f over 2.0. Both of them are f over 2.0. So lots of light gathering capability. Full manual controls, as you know, because HTC's had that on all their phones for a while.
And they just include that in the camera.
And so it comes with right in the camera app. It comes with 3 gigs of RAM and 32 gigs of built-in storage. And then on top of that, you have a micro SD card
slot. Up to 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
So it takes the
So here's, you're going to say, okay, great. So it's a $650 phone, right? Nope. Yeah.
$399. And it's unlocked
on HTC's website, and it works with all of them now, as far as I know. Sprint, Verizon. So you can just put your
SIM
in there.
Verizon is coming with a software update.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
and Sprint is a separate model that you have to buy.
But the bottom line is, like, this is gorgeous. It's like, you can see, you feel
really
the brushing?
Yeah,
it is
really
pretty. The aluminum
pretty.
Brushed part, do you feel that?
It feels very premium.
Right. I mean, it's super premium.
Which is why I was a little confused whether it was like, is this a mid-range phone? Is this a high-end phone?
No, I think
this is like the new normal for mid-range, really.
I honestly,
we're starting to
I think this is a flagship. This is a flagship that is not focusing on specs.
Right, right.
It's a flagship in terms of user experience. It's a flagship in terms of build quality and materials, camera experience, you know, in every single way. Of course, you're going to say if you run benchmarks or play games, you know, it's going to be not as, you know, not as fast as an A10 probably. But who cares? That's what I have to tell you. And, you know, we can't talk about benchmarks and performance here today. But all I have to say is you really don't have anything to worry about. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed to the point. Can we show the different colors? So they gave us the gray one. Brian has pictures I took of the three. There's an additional color in addition to this. So this is the middle one is the one you saw on the video on the show.
Nice.
The red one's actually kind of more of a purple. It's a garnet red. It's like a blood red. And then there's a silver that looks a lot like an iPhone because it's white in the front. Mm-hmm. And then there is a gold that's also white in the front that they didn't have to show us but apparently exists. It's like more like the standard iPhone gold, not the rose gold. And I have to tell you guys, I'm ready to make this my daily driver because unlocked, because Marshmallow out of the box, because SD card, because OIS, because I don't really care about the specs anymore. I want a phone that just works and is nice and sexy and solid and comfortable. And
one of the things that has kept fans of Android as a platform, like super fans, like the people that watch and listen to this show, you guys are in this group.
Super fans.
let's say, if you're listening to an Android show every week, you can probably consider yourself a super fan.
I agree.
Is the update aspect of things. Nexus devices are always our go-to because we know that Google is going to be dedicated to bringing quick updates. HTC says that unlocked 1A9s will receive Android updates 15 days, somewhere between 1 and 15 days after Nexus devices get their updates. Yeah. That's the commitment that they're making.
They said they pared down since...
They did.
Why to a well,
the,
good
look,
way
let me
where
show
it can
you,
like, be updated
really
more quickly.
And good for them. That's
and
I think that's.
But it's not like totally annoying. There's
check
still
this out.
Little
if you can look. So look, this is the tray.
I mean, that's
How much more Android can you be? About, I mean if you've seen
the
sense...
Go to the what does the application drawer look like?
The application drawer. Stop. Well, okay. So let me go revert back to the default because I'm running.
Yeah. Because when I use the phone, okay, it had
here we go.
Sense here
we go.
UI on it.
It has Sense. Here we are. Now we're on Sense. Okay. So I don't know why it's doing some stuff, but here you go. So look, the app tray is vertical because it's always been with Sense.
Yep.
And then you've got the Blink Feed thing on this side instead of the Google Now. But look, I killed the one unused panel on the other side. Right. So it feels to me very little. I mean, and I love...
Are you using the HTC keyboard app?
No. I'm using the... Again, same thing as Switch. I'm sorry. But I do that to all my phones.
But that's the benefit of where we're at right now with Android.
And you probably noticed that it's on HSPA Plus. This is because this is a European model. So actually, it's a Taiwanese model because the European SKU, strangely, is 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, whereas some SKUs in Asia are 3 gig 32 and some are 2 gigs 16. This is 3 gigs 32 but doesn't have LTE support for the U.S. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I'll get an LTE one for the U.S. in Garnet Red, right, HTC? Right, right?
Now, can we trust HTC with the 15 days from Nexus Line? When HTC wasn't willing to or didn't make a commitment to the security update aspect when everybody else was. That's what I'm wondering. You know what I mean? Like I'm super stoked to hear them say that, and I will love to see them hold up to that promise. Proof will be in the pudding as far as I can
see. I mean, they had to say that because that was essentially what was the carriers are really the ones that are holding them back. Yeah.